In Northwest news from KPLU, Sunday's NFC Divisional Championship game between the Seahawks and Panthers is the Super Bowl, as far as KPLU sports commentator Art Teal is concerned. Art, the Seahawks have won their last six games on the road, so playing at Carolina, not really a big deal, huh?
No, these guys have really mastered all the psychological issues around the game. It was very impressive last week against Minnesota to grind away in sub-zero temperatures and prevail. Yes, the guy missed the kick, but you know what? That isn't luck. That's human error, and he missed it because Richard Sherman scared him on the previous field goal attempt. So he rushed his kick. He missed it. Not luck. It's perseverance, and the Seahawks are very good at that.
Well, the Panthers are a much tougher opponent. They ended the regular season 15-1 versus the Seahawks 10-6.
Right. Well, I think this is the Super Bowl. I'm calling this the Super Bowl. I know they've got this big thing set up in Santa Clara on February 7th, Super Bowl 50. This is the Super Bowl. These are the two best teams left in the field.
Well, what about the Patriots?
Well, the Patriots are on a slide. They've lost four of their last six games. They had a bye last week, as did Carolina, which is certainly to their advantage. But I don't think they're the team that's going to emerge out of the AFC. And I think the Seahawks and the Panthers are the two best teams left in the NFC, even better than Arizona. So this is it. This is for all the marbles. Although I must say that whoever comes out of this is going to come out of it beat up and bruised because these are two tough physical teams.
Is it a big enough game for Marshawn Lynch to play in?
Well, that's we're going to find out. Now, he sat out last game. He surprised Pete Carroll. He said he wasn't ready to play. Well, that's Marshawn. We all got to take his word for it. But there's also something going on with Marshawn and the Seahawks management, not his teammates. He's always put out for his teammates, a very dedicated, ferocious competitor. But I think there's some contract resentment going on here. And I think that he delivers his little passive-aggressive message by maybe not playing and using the injury as an excuse.
To recap, Marshawn Lynch had hernia surgery. He missed the last seven games of the regular season. They had rookie Thomas Rawls replace him, who was doing well until he broke his ankle. And so they've had to adapt, right?
Yeah, he had surgery November 25th, but he'd also missed games prior to that. The Seahawks are 8-2 without Marshawn Lynch in the starting lineup. Now, they found, apparently, a very able replacement in Thomas Rawls, but now he's out with a broken ankle. They're having to patch the running game together. And they've done so by winning 8 of the 10 games. So there really is a shift that has gone on in the Seahawks offense. They're not as predictable as they were when Marshawn was healthy. Teams started to gang up on Marshawn on first or second down. They can't do that now. The Seahawks are a much more efficient passing team. They're not passing it necessarily much more. They're just doing it much better. And as a consequence, Marshawn is no longer the focal point of the offense.
All right, so what is your prediction for the game?
I think the Seahawks survive 26-23.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal will be at the game in Charlotte. Listen for his report Monday morning on KPLU. Art's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.